I wonder what Ramachandra Khan has brought us here for, the three most beautiful society girls in the village.
Well, he is a Hindu chieftain, with large following and vast sums of wealth to command. Whatever it is, I'm sure it will be to our advantage.
Yes, it's all very exciting.
Did he mention anything to either of you about a special mission?
Yes, but he wouldn't say any more than that. I wish he'd get here soon.
Patience, dear sisters.
I think I hear footsteps coming this way.
Good evening, ladies. I am so glad that you've come here tonight. As I told you briefly, I have need of your services in a matter which is of great importance to me. I'm disturbed about the presence in our village of a character, well, they call him Haridas. He's actually a Muslim by birth, but he's taken a Hindu name. He's inducting low-class people to overstep their bounds and engage in Brahminical activities, if you'll believe that. And all over, people are neglecting their work, and they join this Haridas in the annoying chanting of mantras, disturbing society no end. He's posing as a sadhu, a holy man, and many innocent people are being deceived. But my friends and I have devised a plan to which you, my dear ladies, are crucial.
And what exactly do you need, sir?
I would like you to spoil the character of this Haridas. He's young and sentimental, and I think he would be an easy victim to your charms, which you might put before him. He will fall down very easily, and that will be a great help to me in stopping these religion mongers once and for all.
Sir, this plan of yours is very interesting to me in all ways but one.
What is that?
It is this person, Haridas. I do not know very much about spiritual advancement, but I have had occasion to see this man, and I do not think I could be part of this plan. I believe he's a genuine holy man. Ask me this favor for anyone else, and I will accept, but not Haridas Thakur. No, I could not do it. Thank you anyway.
Well, and how about you two?
I'm not sure either. I've heard some very unusual stories about this Haridas. Many people believe he is glorious. He is a source of inspiration to countless villagers who come from near and far to see him. It is very tempting, but no. I am afraid I must also refuse your generous offer. My sins are great enough without causing fall down of a sadhu, even if he is just pretending. I'm sorry. Good evening.
Well?
I don't know. Your plan is beginning to sound a little dangerous.
How would you like me to give you 50 gold coins? 100 gold coins? How about the coins? And me setting you up in your own private house with servants to care for you.
That would be very nice. All right, I'll do it. I can assure you that I'll ruin the character of this Haridas within 3 days' time.
Oh, happy day, I can't wait. I will supply you with everything you need for success.
Good, then it is settled.
When you go to see him, I think you should take an armed guard with you. To catch him in the act, you know.
I don't think that is necessary yet. First, let me go by myself and win his confidence. Then the next time, a guard may accompany me.
As you wish, my dear. If you are successful, you will make me a very happy man.
If I'm successful, I'm beginning to think that this will be the most successful venture of my life. Holy sir, you're so young and handsome. How can you live alone, forsaking the customary pleasures of this world? Upon seeing you, what a woman would not feel her passion rise? I do not think there is any such lady in the world. Please forgive me, but I have fallen a slave to lust by the sight of your charming appearance. I cannot help myself. If you do not accept me, it will be impossible for me to live.
I shall certainly accept your proposal, but I have made a vow to chant a certain number of holy names, and as soon as I complete my fixed quota, I shall be able to fulfill your request. In the meantime, please be seated here and listen to the chanting of the holy name.
Krishna.
Ah, my lovely one. Have you been successful?
Not exactly, sir.
What happened?
I saw him. I spoke with him. He is interested in me, but he has accepted a certain number of holy names to chant and did not quite complete his vow. However, I can assure you that by this evening, he will be finished and our desire will then be fulfilled.
It's good to hear all this. When his reputation is ruined, the people will forget all about this spiritual nonsense and go back to the execution of their proper mundane duties.
Very soon you will have what you desire.
I'm sorry that you were disappointed yesterday. Please do not be upset with me. I will not fail to accept you, don't worry. Until I finish my quota of names, please stay and listen. As soon as the number is completed, you will have your heart's desire.
Do this to me. I need to feel your tender regard.
I have taken a vow of chanting 100,000 of the names of Lord Krishna during this month. I am almost finished. I expected to be done this night, but I have not succeeded. By tomorrow, I am sure my vow will be fulfilled, and then I will be able to enjoy your company freely.
Well, what's the good news?
I don't understand him at all. He insists that he will satisfy me and then he becomes completely absorbed in his chanting and seems to forget that I even exist. I don't know what to do. I never had such a difficult time of it.
Do you think he might suspect our plan?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm beginning to wonder if...
If what?
If he might be a real sadhu.
I assure you he is not.
Then I have lost all my charms.
I assure you that is not true either. Do not be discouraged. Simply he's made a show of this vow of artificial renunciation, but secretly he must be thinking of you and waiting anxiously to be joined with you. I am sure that tonight everything will go as planned, and soon we can reveal his false nature to the rest of the village.
I'm glad you have returned. I will definitely complete the number tonight and fulfill your wish. In the meantime, why don't you join me in chanting the mantras?
master. Please forgive my offenses at your lotus feet. I am the worst of sinners. Being a harlot by profession, there is hardly any sin that I have not committed. I can now understand that you are not an ordinary person. You are a jewel amongst the devotees of the Lord. Under the instructions of the villain Ramchandra Khan, I have shamelessly tried to contaminate your devotional heart. But my evil inclinations are totally destroyed. Please have mercy on me and deliver me from this sinful condition.
I am fully aware of the evil plots of Ramachandra Khan. He doesn't know what he's doing. It is only for your sake that I continued my stay in this village for these 3 days. If not, I would have left on the very first day.
Please help me become free of the miseries of material existence.
First, give away all of your wealth. Then you may come here and take shelter in this hut. Chant the holy name constantly and worship the sacred tulsi plant. In a short time, I am sure you will attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
Have thought that the scheme of that old rascal Ramachandra Khan would have changed our lives in such a drastic way.
I know. First of all, I couldn't believe our friend accepted his offer. And then I couldn't believe she became a devotee. And now I can't believe that she's convinced us to change too.
The power of the holy names of the Lord can really work miracles.
And association with the pure devotee too.
Yes, it's really astonishing. She lives so simply now. She even gave all of her beautiful things away to the temple and only eats uncooked foods.
Sometimes she fasts for days.
And people who once hated her now feel it's a great privilege to meet her.
What a wonder! All glories to Haridas Thakur!
And what about Ramachandra Khan?
It appears that his offenses against the devotees have finally caught up with him. He got so puffed up that he stopped paying taxes to the Muslims.
But then the ruler was offended and forcibly took over his property and put him and his family in prison.
He lost everything. His caste, his wealth, his relation. I guess he deserved it.
Here she is.
Welcome, dear friends. Please accept my respect. All glories to Haridas Thakur, the most merciful devotee of the Lord. By his mercy, I have become a devotee of the Lord. I was once the cause of the downfall of many and a repository of many foul deeds. I had no aptitude for philosophy, nor was I convinced by argument or mystic powers. Simply by hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord under the guidance of pure devotee, I was blessed with a taste of spiritual ecstasy and divine realization. And this can be true for anyone. No matter how sinful, lusty, greedy, or envious they may be. So please take shelter of the holy name of the Lord and make your life sublime.